The ruling comes from a 2012 case in Dayton when Clinton Richardson rear-ended a car. A police officer noticed Richardson's slurred speech and conducted field sobriety tests. Richardson failed those and refused to provide a blood sample. Richardson said he had run out of painkillers and was going through opiate withdrawal at the time of the crash. He was convicted of OVI. An appeals court ruled while there was evidence that he was driving impaired, there was not evidence that it was caused by drugs. The Ohio Supreme Court has overturned that decision, saying the testimony of the experienced police officer is sufficient to prove drug driving impairment in this case. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.